The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
What are men good for?
Holy shit!
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Miss Lewinsky.
I'm sorry, that was highly inappropriate.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It happened in the middle of the night, there was one man and a dog. I'm not going to get into that with you because it's none of your business.
You idiot! You are listening to Beat Love Radio.
Love Radio, and it is October 25th, 2004. This is Adam, and I'm going to pretend like I'm not panicky right now. We had some stuff happen in the beginning of the show here, where like 3 minutes before the show, I'm like, "Hey Richard, where's the show note?" Oh shit!
Yeah, I'm working on those.
Again, though, his printer's had a problem. And I'm trying to manage 3 streams on my laptop here over a wireless connection. We did 2 last week, and it worked okay.
We're here with Shannon, too.
What's up, what's up?
As always. And, you guys, I'm going to finish printing these things off.
All right, well, everything sounded good. Had the problem at the beginning where I turned off the intro before the intro started.
Way to go.
And the CD player was causing much of static, so we don't have a very good recording so far for the intro, but right now everything's going good.
All
right. Cool. So where to start? Right. I don't even
we
have your email.
We just need to read.
Yeah, everybody check it out.
All right. I think we could start with.
I'm drinking after this show. That's all there is to it.
Exactly. Me too. You guys want a butt? Hey.
Yeah. Bring me a beer. I need one.
Hey. I was gonna say. You want to talk about our new why we're on 3 streams now?
Yeah, I can talk about that.
All right. Cool.
All right. Well, Shannon, go ahead and use your mic real quick. I'm making mic test on the air.
Here we go. We got a test.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay. Well, we are now broadcasting also on Spin FM over at spinfm.com, and we're also being broadcasted again on ranchradio.com. And there's a cool thing on spinfm.com where you can actually. It's like mobile radio where you can dial a phone number and listen to the show over the phone. I've yet to play with that, so I'm not sure if it works or not.
Somebody try it out and tell us how it works.
Yeah, definitely head over to Rant Radio too. They have some good shows. We're definitely not, you know, going to support one station over the other. I mean, I love Rant Radio, and I've been a big Rant Radio fan for a long time. And
it's all about getting the word out.
Yeah, it's all about getting, you know, listeners out there. It's not about favoring a station over another. So,
yeah.
What are we playing in the background here? It's like, just like, this is going to be interesting music for the background.
All right, so things are...
So where is our note?
Hey, chat. They're coming. Is that working?
No, that's just crapped out on the fan.
Can you turn it on, at least? For, like, internet?
I don't want to touch it.
That's cool.
Because I have it totally, like, turned off in the back, so...
Well,
it's out of commission for this week.
In that case, then, I guess we can start out with the first email I got.
Yeah, just you know what it is, because I don't have the notes yet.
Well, like, a lot of these are, like I said, either people messaging me on, like, Geek Love Radio, my AIM name. Let's shout that out, too, first.
Yeah, Geek Love Radio over on AIM. Send your questions over there, and we'll try to get to them within the next hour and a half.
At the end of the show, we'll hit them.
Or 90 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing.
And, well, the first conversation or question I got via, I guess, Messenger was, it was about a girl, and she said that she was dating, well, she wasn't dating, she met this guy, and they were hot and heavy for a while, and after, they were hot, well, I don't know how long the time period of them being hot and heavy were, but after a while, he, like, things died down, and she said things went at a snail pace, and then she said that he kind of backed off and, like, didn't want to do anything anymore. And he said that he basically wanted to just get to know her better and stuff like that. And she was worried. She didn't know if he was just trying to push her away or if it was, like, you know, what was going on. She, her theory was that maybe he was hurt, like, by previous relationships and that he was just pushing her away because he's scared to, like, move on to a relationship. But I don't know. What do you guys think?
Take it, Sam.
I don't know. I think if... you know, things start out a little quick, then you'd, you know, it's bound to kind of slow down a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, things are going to slow down eventually anyway.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, I think it's once, I mean, we talked about this, I think, on the last show, where, you know, you don't want to be predictable, but I mean, I think in a lot of relationships there comes a point when some things are going to be kind of, you know, able to be slowed down and...
Yeah, and if you don't like it like that, I mean, you can take a step forward too to get it going again. I didn't hear the entire email babying the streams over here, but boy, it's a horrible show so far. You know, I went to go print the notes, the show notes, and his printer decides to stop working. You got, do you have some now?
No, still nothing. Well, I should explain to the audience. My laptop isn't working, and that's usually where I print things from. And for some reason, it just quit working on me after I got this new system. And now I can't find, like, my drivers. I have them downloaded, but they aren't working with my printer.
Hey, are the show notes on the network drive?
Yeah, so I can put them on the network drive, yeah.
See, if they are, I could try to print them. I might have a little bit of stuff.
Okay. Anyhow, also, I got another email. Like, we can keep talking during the show. It's not going to stop us. All right. The next email we got, email, was from this girl. Or, no, this is from a guy. And he says, I was dating this girl for a while, and then my best friend, or she started hanging out with me and my best friend, and all of a sudden she started liking my best friend. He said that this always happened to him, that anytime he got a girl or was interested in a girl, the girls always went and, like, started liking the best friend better. And, I guess his question is, like, what does he do? Or, like, how does he confront this with his friend and stuff?
Well, I don't know how he would confront it with his friend. That's a good question. But another way to deal with the problem is not introduce your girls to his friend. Keep him far away from this guy, because he must be some lady killer.
Yeah.
Taking your girl.
Shannon?
Yeah, that sucks. I know, I've had that happen to me a couple of times, but I mean, it's just one of those, I don't know. It might be the kind of the
maybe
specific
try to,
type of person you're dating, too, you know? I mean,
Yeah, because, I don't know, a lot of girls, if they know that you like them, they're not going to go for your friend. Unless they don't respect you at all.
Yeah. I don't, like, my thing on this is that maybe, I mean, you're not finding girls that are your type, maybe? Maybe, like, some girl is like, hey, yeah, you know, I like you. But she's not really, like, honest with it. You gotta kind of find, like, a happy medium, I think. Because if she's always going, like, if girls are always going with this guy, maybe you're, like, looking for the wrong type of girl for you. There's different types of girls out there.
Maybe talk to their friend, too.
Yeah.
You don't have to go up to them and be all serious about it. Just be like, hey, don't take this one.
Yeah.
Leave this one alone. She's mine.
Leave this one alone. Although, you know, you can't help if a girl, like, falls for your friend, you know. I have a story to share about this, actually. And, Adam, if you want to go work on this other stuff, you can while I share the story.
All right, I'll be back.
All right, you do that. Basically, a while back ago, 3 or 4 years ago, me and my best friend back then, we were hanging out all the time and stuff, and he had a girlfriend. And what ended up happening is that this girl started, like, eating on me. And, like, I didn't know what to do, you know? I'm just like, no, you know, you're dating my friend, don't do that. And, like, she would, like, message me, like, all these weird messages, like, hey, like, you know, what are you doing tonight? She's like, I'm wearing, like, lingerie. I'm like, oh, okay, stop. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, all
right. Take a step back.
Stop. I'm like, I don't want to hear this. I'm like, I mean, it's not that I didn't, like, find her attractive or, like, I mean, it wasn't, I didn't even think of her, like, in that way, you know?
Yeah,
she's like my friend's girlfriend.
Thing. Yeah.
And, like, I'm sitting there, and one day, like, my friend comes to me, and he's like, dude, he's like, the most unbelievable thing happened. He's like, well, like, I was talking to my friend through this whole thing, because he, like, kind of knew what was going on. She'd, like, tell him. She'd be like, hey, yeah, she's like, I really like Richard, and, like, stuff like that. And she'd, like, tell him. And, I mean, he kind of found it weird, you know, and he wasn't really scared because, like, he knew I wouldn't do anything. So, but one day, like, she broke up with him and more or less just said, hey, you know what, I'm not going to date you anymore because I want to date Richard. Or she's like, I have this, like, strong attraction to Richard or something. I forget, like, the exact words that she said. But she broke up with him because she wanted me. And, like, so she, like, messaged me and, like, started trying to talk to me, you know? And I'm just like, no, you know, that's kind of messed up. I'm like, you know, you just don't do that to your friend.
Yeah, if you, I mean, I think we were talking about it with the girl who wanted to date her sister's friend or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you're close with somebody, I mean, that's just not going to feel right.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. I agree. Let's see. We can go next email or message. I guess this was an instant. Actually, I got this one from a message board. I was with the New Spin FM.
Big shout out.
Yeah, big shout out. They have their affiliates, I guess, with this message board called govteen.com, and it's just a big message board with everything. And I was in the love dating advice section, and I was talking to people, like, giving my inputs on things. And I saw this kid messaged me about his, you know, problem, and he's like, hey, he's like, I have a problem talking to my girlfriend. He's like, a lot of times we just can't find things to talk about. Like, he said, I'll be on the phone or we'll be in person, and we just, you know, sit there and we don't know what to say to each other. And he's like, what do I do? Or, like, what do I say? Is there, like, topics to talk about and stuff? So I'm going to cover that right now. Usually when I go down the list. I have a list in my head of things to talk about. I'm like, you know, all right, I'll start. Well, first off, make a list, you know, in your head. Don't actually make a list. Oh, if you want to make a list, you can, I guess. But, like, go through topics that interest you. Be like, all right, I'm interested in football. I'm interested in, like, tech and computers. And, like, just make a list in your head. And go down the list and be like, hey, so, like, say football. Be like, hey, do you watch that game this week or whatever? And then, I mean, even if she hates it, like, I don't know. If she's like, oh, no, she's like, I hate them, you know.
I mean, if you're willing to talk about it, it could definitely lead to other things, which keeps your conversation going, too.
Yeah. Just, I mean, don't worry about what you talk about, because, I mean, most times it really doesn't matter. But, I guess, like, work on, like, communication. He messaged me back, actually, before the show, and he said that he had talked to his girlfriend for a couple of hours, actually, tonight, and that he was excited because they talked until she had to leave. But, I mean, sometimes it feels like you don't know what to say or what to do around people. And it really sucks, because, I mean, I've had that happen to me a lot, actually. And it's normal. I mean, you're just like, so what do we do? What do we do? Oh, well, that happens. Our last and final email or comment of the day, we had a lot of them, so we picked about four, was this girl. Thank you. This girl says, this guy says, my girlfriend just broke up with me because she's in love with one of my best friends. Oh, wait, we talked about this. So we just got the show notes in front of us. It's kind of cool. Alright, now he says, I went out with this girl and then she broke up with me and decided to go back with her ex-boyfriend. I still talk to her on and off now, and she's telling me that things aren't going good for her and him, and that she was thinking about going back with me. She asked me if something was still possible. I know things didn't work out the first time, but do you think they could work out again? Now, this is, I have mixed feelings about, like, dating people again. And, like, I've always had the notion in, like, mindset that if, you know, something isn't going to work out the first time, the second time, like, even the second time, it's probably not going to work out.
Yeah.
I mean, if you broke up with somebody for a reason, then, I mean, even if it's the reason of the ex-boyfriend, you know, then obviously that, that's fine. Then obviously, Adam just came back with some more show notes. Adam, we're talking about the number 2 email, if you want to read it.
I'm back.
Obviously, we have a problem, because, like, you know, if you're dating a girl or a guy, and you break up, then something happened, and you know that something's going wrong. And, like, even if you try to fix things, I mean, you can fix things. It takes work, and a lot of people don't want to do the work. But, I mean, even if it's something as dumb as, like, she went back to her ex-boyfriend, I mean, who's to say she's never going to go back to her ex-boyfriend again? So, I mean, it's one of those things you just got to play out. If I were you, I don't think I'd go back to this girl, because she doesn't seem like she's worth it. If she dumped you for a loser that she knows that, you know, it's not going to work out anyhow. So.
Yeah, definitely. All right, we went on to the 4th one.
Oh, we're done, dude.
Are we done? You did all of them?
Oh, yeah.
Even the...
Yeah,
all right.
What, do you have any advice for the kid that's too shy? Or, like, yeah, the one that can't...
I don't know what you guys said, but reading over that one, for instance, his girlfriend is so hard to talk to, and that starting a conversation is so hard, and it's already his girlfriend, I think that maybe something's wrong there, and it's not so much that she's hard to talk to, it's that maybe she doesn't want to talk to you.
I don't know, communication's hard, though. I mean, like, especially if it's, like, somebody you haven't been dating for a while, sometimes you run out of things to say. I mean, like, you think you run
out
of things to say.
If you do, that shows you right there, like, a big flag that you're not that compatible.
Yeah. Talk about your days, too. You know, like, talk about what happened throughout your day.
I hate that line that I think we should see other people, but that's one of those situations where maybe they start seeing other people.
I mean, and from the sounds of it, I mean, you're pretty young, and you have a lot of time and a lot of, I mean, girls ahead of you. So don't worry. If something doesn't work out in a relationship early on, then, I mean, you always have more people. So.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of our high school listeners are going to hate me for saying this, but high school relationships don't really mean shit.
You know what?
People call them starter relationships.
I'd have to agree. There's only one couple I know that are still dating from high school out of, like, all the people I know.
Yeah, I mean, it can work. It's pretty rare.
Some of my old friends, I'm going to talk about
some
of my old
friends. You learn a lot from those that help you later on.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about some of my old friends sometime. I'll have to ask them if it's okay, because they have some ridiculous stories that seem almost unbelievable. But all right, let's move on to things, because we got a lot to talk about.
It's nice to have show notes now.
Yeah, shut up.
That is for sure.
Shut up. Alright,
I had enough ink. I put it on the lowest quality setting so I can stretch out my ink.
That's good.
You know what? I'm going to rant about ink, like printer ink.
Alright,
do it. It's a little bit off topic. But what the fuck is up with the printer ink and the printer companies like HP and, what other printing companies are there?
Canon.
The fucking printer ink costs more than the printers do. Like, you go to go buy some printer ink, you see printer ink like 40, 50 bucks. If you're lucky, maybe it's 30. And you look to the side, there's a brand new printer on sale for 30, and it comes with ink and, like, you know, photo paper and all kinds of stuff. I mean, the last time I went to shop for ink, I bought a new printer because it was that expensive. It's cheaper to buy a new printer each time.
Yeah, dude, I totally agree. I was looking for drivers online for my,
and
my printer.
It pissed me off. So
I was looking online for drivers for my printer, and I'm sitting there, and I'm, like, looking, and it's a $39 printer online, and it's, like, twice the printer that mine is, and, like, I just spent, like, $50 on, like, ink for it.
All right, well, sorry, all listeners, right. I had to get that off my chest.
Stupid printers.
Printing ink sucks. Right.
Let's talk about what she really means. This is an article I read online by Victoria Holmes, and I'll just do a quote so you guys can understand better what she's talking about. She says, "Many women have this insanely annoying habit of saying complete opposite of what they mean, or even worse, asking you seemingly innocent questions that are really a highly orchestrated plot to test your every possible opportunity. And doesn't that happen often? Like, girls always are asking the questions, you know, we talked about this before, I think on, like, one of our first shows, but we have new audience and stuff, and we didn't get into, like, depth with it, you know, analyze things. But I have three or four questions here that are basic questions that girls always ask guys that, you know, you just sit there and, like, as you're a guy, you're like, what do I ask? Or, like, what do I say? Or, like, no. All right, I'm going to read the first question. It says, or this is a statement, I guess. Like, you're talking to your girlfriend and, you know, you're going to go to a strip club, and your girlfriend says, I don't mind when you go to the strip joints. As a guy, you're probably thinking, sweet, I got a cool girlfriend. All right, but as a girl, the girl is thinking this. She's thinking, not only can I not believe that you enjoy watching nearly naked gyrating skanks, but I have wore when you go to a strip joint. If you really cared about me, you wouldn't even think about getting into it. You know, I've had this happen to me with, like, a couple friends, where they're like, yeah, we're going to go to a strip club. And the girlfriend's like, oh, okay. They're like, I don't care. And they go, and they get back, and they get bitched out so bad. It's, like, the funniest thing ever, too, because they're, like, trying, like, the poor guy didn't know what was going on. He's like, but you told me I could go. And he's like, it was fun.
Yeah, but didn't you understand, you know, there's a way of saying it where just they're saying no, even though they're saying something positive. You're like, I don't mind you going to the strip club.
Yeah, they might put in a clutch.
Because there's this thing that I call the look, which is this, like, thing that turns you into stone. It's the death look when you know you're in trouble.
I know that look.
And you get that from your mom, and you get that from girls, too. You're like, uh-oh.
You're like, uh-oh.
Stop doing anything.
What did I say? You, like, rewind the whole day. You're like, did I say something crappy? But, yeah, you know, that always makes me laugh, because girls, I mean, I have a story to share about this, too. All right, you know, about three months ago, like, when we first came to school, my friend, Torin, he's never really been to a strip club before, and we decided to take him. Now, this was last year. Yeah, this was last year. We decided to take him to a strip club, because he's never been to a strip club. And he recently broke up with his girlfriend, so we're like, hey, we need a guy night out, you know, we'll go. We're at the strip club, and that, like, you know, we're just sitting there in the back, like, he was kind of shy about it at first, then he got into it pretty good, but, that's beside the point. But we were sitting there, and, like, while we were sitting there, two different families at two different occasions walked in. It was the mom, the dad, and the son for one of them, and then the second one was a mom, a sister, a brother, and an uncle. And I know this because I was sitting next to them. And, like, it was crazy. I've never seen, like, families go to strip clubs. And they were like, so, do you think Uncle Terry's going to show up or something like that? I'm just like, holy crap.
Where do you want to go tonight, kids? You want to see a movie? Do you want to go to Chuck E. Cheese?
That was kind of...
Let's go to the strip club. All right, kids, hop into the station wagon. Let's go on down to... Jugs are us. Oh, Daddy, you're the greatest. I can just imagine that.
That's hilarious. All right, let's continue because we've got more things to talk about.
No offense if there is a place called Jugs are us.
You know, I bet there is. But, okay. Adam, read the number two because...
If you weren't with me, which of my friends would you go for? You think, Emily is really hot. She thinks, don't even say Emily is hotter than me. Reassure her that she's the only one you want to be with and not her friends.
Yeah. Have you ever had that happen to you?
In a past relationship, yeah. And that's just really uncomfortable issue because, I mean, we're guys, so, obviously we're checking out your friends, too. But, you know, I mean, to ask that question, yeah, you're just trying to get in a fight, basically.
No, I've never been asked that question.
I've been asked that, but it was like a different situation, but it's still, you don't know what to say. You're like, all right, do I say, you know, hey, yeah, she's kind of cute, I guess I date her, or do you say, no, I wouldn't date anybody? You know, to play it safe, to any guys listening out there that are in this situation, I would say, just say, you know what, if I wanted to date one of your friends, I'd be dating your friends, but I'm not, so I'm dating you. And that's a good response, because, you know, the girl would be like, aww, and, you know, that'd be good.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read number three, too. Since you're doing most of the talking, I'll take over. Okay, number three. The am I getting fatter, or the infamous, do I look fat in these jeans? You think, oh shit, what do I say? She thinks, Jack has better not say I look fat.
Yeah.
Most times it's a fish for a compliment. Don't say, yeah, fat ass, lose some weight, if she has gained weight. There are sophisticated ways to get of getting the message. I didn't write this.
That was me. Okay, I wrote this.
The sophisticated way of getting the message through. Like, saying, you don't look fat if you were worried about it. Let's both work out. I need to lose some weight anyhow.
Yes. Oh, man, I can't even count how many times I've... girls have asked me, do I look fat?
Or like, I need to lose some weight. I need to work out. Do you want to come out with me? Let's go work out tonight.
That's like the worst thing
you can say
to a guy.
I can picture a girl saying, like, you asking her if she wants to come work out with you, and she says, so what are you saying? I'm fat?
Yeah.
No. I'm just saying that I want to see you do the squat thrust.
Yeah.
That wasn't a very good joke, I guess.
I need some beers. I need those beers now.
No. Yeah, what are those beers? Number four. That will look cute in my room. You think? Yeah, it is kind of cute. I wonder what's new in the toys department. She thinks. I hope he gets this for my birthday, Christmas, or birthday / Christmas present.
I'm always wondering what's in the toy department.
Guys, we are dumb at taking hints.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And
I think I would catch that hint.
I'm not that dumb either, but I was talking to some girls. I was doing research for the show. And I was talking to like three or four girls about this the other day. And we
got booted off the low quality rant radio stream.
Alright, you work that out.
I'll check on it.
But I was talking to some girls the other day before one of my classes, and we were sitting there, and they were talking about how guys never get hints, you know, for like Christmas and stuff. And I'm like, well, I'm like, you know, you just want to buy them something that they like. They're like, yeah, but nobody's ever that, you know, smart. Guys are,
all right, we're back.
Like, not there with it, you know, when they're trying to buy presents. And they were complaining about how shopping for guys is very tough. So I think one of our segments we're going to do in the future is presents, especially when it gets around Christmas time, we'll do something about presents. But yeah, and guys can be pretty dumb about things like that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's funny though, because I mean, girls will also just, I mean, they'll like hint at it, but they won't just flat out tell you, and they'll force you to tell them exactly what you want, like, you know, color, size, material, whatever, you know.
That always happens. No, yeah, like, I agree with you. Does your girlfriend do that? Does she give you hints?
Yeah. Of course.
Of course. So, yeah, those are the things. If you guys are stuck in situations where girls are asking you stupid questions like that, guys, just, you know, think before you talk. Because, I mean, these questions are, they're very analytical. And girls are trying to get something, you know, out of these questions. Not just like, you know, hey, let's... while you're watching football, do I look fat? Yeah, just try to get her out of the room.
I just thought of another good question that people will hear. You'll hear your girlfriend or girl saying, no, don't get anything for me for Christmas, or don't get anything for me for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she's saying, you better get me something or I'll kill you.
That diamond ring I wanted?
Yeah, you don't have to get me anything.
I want it. You better want to, though.
Yeah. You don't have to. But you better surprise me.
So, girls, stop asking questions, please.
I don't think they can help it. I think it's.
I know.
I think it's part of their genetics.
It's part of their genetics. Let's do a genetic study on it.
Okay.
Let's have our university.
And it's part of guy genetics. So that's the trap that's up there. Where lots of fights start.
Yeah. Definitely.
Alright, moving on.
Yeah.
The October plan.
Hey, wait, before we move on, it's 10 o'clock. And,
the 10 o'clock.
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, what's up. Because people, I know some people didn't tune in last week. From
right.
our old old, like, stream.
Yeah, so if people are just tuning in now, that it's just 10 o'clock, you just missed the first half an hour of the show.
Way to go.
You didn't miss all that. I mean, you missed some good stuff, but you didn't miss that much because we were kind of tripping it over our feet at the beginning.
Yeah, the good stuff is coming.
But it's rolling now.
Oh, yeah. But, okay.
So, on to the October plan.
Yes, October plan.
He has a little caption here that says, oops.
Oops.
Yeah. What's that oops for, Richard?
Well, things are going good for our October plan. Like, I know, like, for the first 3 weeks, I guess we can't count this week because this week hasn't happened yet. And this is the last week of October.
Yeah.
I guess, so for the first 2 weeks, I was doing awesome, you know, going, working out, and
that's
I was
fun.
In soccer and stuff. I mean, obviously, I got to run for soccer, but, like, last week, I was just so busy with school and everything that, like, I didn't even have time to go to soccer practice even. I had to, like, cut out soccer practice just so I could get my, like, work done. So, I totally missed out on all my October plan last week. I'm gonna die this week in soccer practice, though, because I haven't ran for about a week.
Well, for me, I started out the first 2 weeks, and then school got really, really busy, which kind of... It's not that it wanted to stop, it's just that school was the higher priority, so that's life. So, I'll get back into it. I've actually started stretching more, realizing that I can't touch my toes, so I need to get to that stage. And Richard has to hook up with the beer, so...
I was thirsty in my jersey.
Okay. So, I don't know if we're going to have a November plan, but...
We should, but we got to make it a little maybe more real.
Maybe aim lower.
Yeah,
I'm going to lose
well,
one
pound. Well, we did good. Yeah, we did good, I mean, for the
yeah,
first
we,
time.
Yeah, we were rolling at first. I mean, that's more than what Eric did.
Yeah, we're...
He skipped out on the show tonight. I don't think he's done anything. What was his plan anyway?
I don't think he came up with one. He said he was going to come up with one, and he never did.
Well, that's okay.
For those of you who don't know, Eric is our other roommate. That he's not with us tonight because he's doing homework.
No female co-host tonight.
Female co-host did call me, Laura, the girl we had last week. She said that she's sorry she couldn't make it this week because she has a project due tomorrow that she hasn't worked on with her group yet.
All right.
So she's in the library right now. So.
Okay.
What about your October plan?
Oh, my October plan.
Shannon trying to skate
well,
out.
Yeah. I don't know.
Skateboarding?
Yeah, skateboarding, it was alright, but then it kind of got cold out. And I got lazy. And school kind of, well, I guess school really didn't take over as much as everybody else did. But, no, I mean, I feel that I improved, and that was all that mattered. I have fun doing it, so...
Cool.
Yeah.
I went to the skate park yesterday. That was pretty cool. I've never been to the skate park before.
They're still pretty talented.
I kid you not, there was a 2-year-old kid. Or at least he looked 2. He was like up to the size of like mid-thigh to me. And he was like, I swear he had a 4-foot like high.
Yeah, that kid, yeah, I know who you're talking about. He's a little blonde kid.
Yeah,
little
blonde
he's
kid.
He's awesome.
He's like he was like seriously outdoing everybody at the skate club. He was like sitting there talking to me. I got some good pictures of him because I'm in a photography class and we needed some action shots for my project that I'm working on. So I went down to the skate park. I'm like, action shots, skate park, this will work. And like I'm talking to the kid and he's like, yeah, he's like, you can take some of me. And he's like flying over me in some of the shots. It turned out pretty cool. I'm like, awesome. But yeah. Oh, I was going to talk about...
Did you find out Laura's October plan progress?
She's going to be on the show next week, so she can give us how talent things went. She was upset that she couldn't be on the show tonight, so... But, I got a date for Friday.
Are you going to tell her about Geek Club Radio? I'm going to analyze...
No, she knows Geek Club
I'm
going to
analyze this date on the next episode.
No, no. No, she knows about
Geek
Club Radio.
You're taking notes during the day?
Yeah.
What are you
notes.
Doing? Taking notes for the show.
No, I'm just like mentioning this because like I can use some of what we've talked about in the date and I can like tell you guys how things went. The girl that I'm going with is a girl that listens to the show. She's probably listening right now, but yeah, she knows how things go. We're cool, and she's in the listener section too. So if you want to check it out, she's one of those girls. You guys can decide which one it is. But yeah. That it should be interesting. If I can get my... Man, I have had a bad week with technology in my car.
Yeah.
Yeah, last night...
Got into Richard's car and it's like...
Yeah, my car is something went wrong with my car. I don't know.
And that was funny because we got in my car and I was able to emulate the problem in my car by tapping on the brake and he was like, "You fucker!"
I was so pissed.
I made my car
tell me. I'm like, don't even tell me.
I made my car like had the same problem. He's like, "What?"
Yeah.
All right. Well. Let's move on.
Yes.
So we got another Sean K. rant.
Yes.
Sean Kennedy over at rantradio.com as well.
He does a lot of rants for those of you who don't know the show. He talks about a lot of funny things, and he did some rants on women.
So,
and last week we did one about women and dating and how girls just need to stop going for the jerks that beat them. And this week, his rant is called Stupid Girls. And, I just thought this rant was really funny. It's kind of controversial, obviously, because he's Sean Kennedy, and he just is a controversial guy. But,
Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
Yes. So here is this rant, I guess. Let me get it queued up.
Beep, beep. I think we're getting that beep on the recording.
I know, that's all right.
Beep, beep.
All right. So, for some of you who don't know...
Technical difficulty.
We always have technical.
This is a technical difficulty episode.
No shit. Alright. Here we go.
Okay, crossfade. There we go. Have a go.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. You know those girls you see, the ones who are walking down the street and they act like they're fucking blonde bimbos? They're not bimbos. I have a newsflash for you. They're not bimbos. This is who I'm talking to right now. Yo, bimbo, put on some headphones, crank it up to fucking 12 and let me blow your mind. Why are you acting stupid? There's no reason for you to act stupid. Guys don't like it when you're stupid. Shut up. Will you snap the fuck out of it? Come on. You don't have to play this fucking role, okay? Year 2000, whole new beginning, new rules, people are evolving. Why don't you evolve with them? There's nothing sexier than a woman with a fucking purpose and with a brain in her head. Nothing. Yet all these chicks insist on getting breast implants. Why the fuck are you getting a breast implant? Give me a fucking break. If you're doing it because you want to like the way you look, then fine. That's fine. That's fine. If that's what you want to do, you want to get that implant because it thinks, I like the way it looks. Bullshit. You do not like the way it looks. You like the way it makes men look at you. That's why you're doing it. If you're doing it because you're going to be a porn star, you're going to do it because you're going to be a stripper, fine. Fucking go hard, retard, make money any way you want. That's fine, okay? But stop acting fucking dumb. I realize there's some stupid people out there, and some of them happen to be women, but a grand majority of them at an early age, like 15, you think it's uncool to be smart. You think it's uncool to look like you're into math. Oh, I really like math, but, you know, the guys won't like me, and I don't want to appear nerdy. Fuck it, appear nerdy. Why don't you appear so nerdy that you're going to make six figures when you get out of fucking school? That's the idea. That's the key, is because knowledge is fucking power. And if you sit there and pretend stupid, then that makes you fucking powerless, doesn't it? If you're dumb, you're powerless. And give me the honest-to-God truth. Honest to God. Aren't you a little bit sick of being powerless? Aren't you a little bit sick of being a fucking rape victim? Aren't you a little sick of being one of the people that just get brushed aside and said, "This is man business, honey"? Well, then give me a fucking break. Snap the fuck out of it. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sean Kennedy.
That was a funny. I love his rants because they're so true. I mean, like, to the most part. And he could just rant better than I could anyhow.
So.
And I was going to rant about that anyhow. Because
you can find more Sean Kennedy things over at rantradio.com. I recommend checking out Patrolling. It's a good show.
Remind me to talk about the cell phone.
Listening to the show over the phone?
Yeah.
We already mentioned.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, nice. I guess I wasn't here. All right, anyhow, I'm going to talk about this really quick, because this is like an impromptu sort of, like, rant or, you know, continuing of what Sean Kennedy said. Most girls, I mean, you sit there and you try to impress guys by acting, you know, ditzy or blonde or whatever. Some of you, I know you can't help it. And no offense to those of you who are naturally that way. And, like, you know, it's all right. Like, we can see that. But those of you girls, like, there are girls I know out there that just try to become, like, they try to act stupid. Or, like, not act stupid. They're just not themselves, you know, around guys. And, like, no matter how hard they try, they, you know, aren't going to pick up the guys that they want. And they always are upset because they can't pick up these guys because they're trying to be somebody that they're not. And it's so upsetting because you sit there and they're like, "Well, what am I doing wrong?" And I'm just like, you know, who cares? Just be yourself. And they're like, "But I don't want to be." I'm just like, okay, you know the problem, fix it. So, do it. So, yeah, that's my little rant about women and trying to be somebody that they're not.
And no one likes dumb girls.
Exactly. I mean, you know,
the whole valley girl.
Oh my god.
I noticed you get that a lot more in high school than you do in college.
Yeah.
Probably because the girls act like that don't ever make it to college.
No, I don't think it's that. I think girls just, like, mature. Because, like, I know a lot of girls that were like that in high school. And, like, they came to college and they're just, like, culture shock. They're like, bam. They're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
We gotta grow up because, you know, this ditzy thing isn't working. Honestly, the most attractive thing on a girl is her mind. If there was a girl with, if I could hold, like, a deep conversation with a girl and she had nerdy glasses, I think...
Without the glasses.
I'm all about the nerdy glasses.
Without the glasses, she's nothing.
Without the glasses, she is nothing. No, but if I could hold a deep conversation, that would, like, hold more weight than, you know, her being drop-dead gorgeous and, like, looking like Angelina Jolie or whoever you idolize. So...
Yeah, brains girls, are definitely attractive.
Girls out there, just don't worry about, you know, being somebody you're not. Be somebody who you are. I can't stress that enough, because, I mean, we can see through it, and the only people that you're going to get are those guys that, you know, don't care, and they're just after something else anyhow, so.
I mean, I hate to quote the Army, but be all that you can be.
Oh, he didn't.
He did.
Be all that you can be, but not the Army.
Like, I mean, alright, I know this girl. She wants to have a breast augmentation. Because she doesn't like her breasts. And, like, I've seen the breasts before, and they're beautiful. They're awesome. They're, like, perfect, you know? I don't understand why people don't, like, just accept things the way they are. And it sounds kind of weird. It's like, I had to draw them for one of my drawings. I'm art design major, so, like, I do a lot of drawings. And this girl didn't like her the way she looked. And I still convinced her to draw, for me to draw her, actually, because I had a class and I had to do so. But she was like, the whole time, she's like, I'm going to get breasts on her. And, like, even to the day, she's like, I'm just going to get it, like, you know, one size bigger. And they're like, they're fine. I don't know what she's, like, you know, worried about. So that's my little rant, I guess, or addition to the Sean Kennedy thing. Girls, be yourself.
Well done. Feel that you can be.
Yes. Never use that around me. So... what else we got? Adam, this is yours.
Moving on to
segway.
Da-da-da. Social skills.
Yes.
Very important. Especially if you've ever been told you have a lack of social skills. And I really hear people get behind their back. People say, oh, he has no social skills whatsoever. Things like that. So I'm going to go over a little bit of social skills.
Having
here.
No social skills is a bad thing. For some of you who are out there like, yes, I have no social skills.
No, this isn't all the social skills. I just kind of thought came up with a few that I could think of for tonight's show. So the first one is praising. You know, showing support of others. If you're not going to support anybody... that's kind of a lack of social skills right there.
So you're saying, like, your team, like, goes
your team,
for you?
Your team, like, your girlfriend is studying for a test, and she's all worried about it. And you're like, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha.
You need to be like, you're gonna do good. I mean, like, come on, you study, you know, give her some motivation. Be like, you're smart, don't worry about it. I'm sure you're gonna do fine. They're gonna be like, ooh, F coming on that one.
Man,
I hate to be
sucks.
You right now.
No, I hate it when I'm, like, talking to somebody and they're, like, you know, like, I'm, like, telling them, like, what I want. I want advice. And, like, all they can say is, like, man, that sucks. And you're just like, no, give me advice or something. I'm just like, talk to me.
And that right there, I consider praising or showing support of others as a social skill.
I think so,
too. Definitely.
Because having that will get you a long way and help you make friends and stuff. Okay, another one is taking turns. Remember, you know, how your mommy taught you this back when you were 3 years old to share and take turns? Well, some people grow up and they grow out of it or they forget about it. And there's people, guys in relationships or girls in relationships where they always do what this person wants to do. They make it 50-50. They don't share ideas. They don't.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta take turns in things. I mean, like... dates, take turns in doing dates, planning dates, take turns in, like, massaging each other's feet.
Yeah,
you know?
Even small things, like, don't let her drive every time. Like, you can drive, or volunteer to drive, or...
Exactly.
Or drunker driving every time, say, hey, why don't you try this time?
Yeah.
Give her the opportunity to.
I mean, this goes along with, I mean,
let's go do what you want to do.
This also goes along with friends and stuff, too. You gotta, you know, be social with them. Be like, all right, you know, hey, it's my turn to, you know, pay for gas or something.
Yeah, it's my turn to take everybody out.
Yeah.
Chinese! So, I consider that a social skill. That'll get you a long way.
Cool.
No, these other ones are... Okay, using quiet voices. I mean, some people are, you know, I know that depending on where you're from in the world, people talk differently, talk louder. You know, certain country people, it's, you know, tradition to, you know, talk really loud. It's just part of their culture. But don't talk to someone who's in front of you as if they were a mile away. Not only does it suck to listen to, but you increase the chances of spitting on that person's face.
Yeah.
When you're talking like, I can't stand. I mean, people talk loud in, you know, bars and clubs and stuff, but if you're in the comfort of your living room, you don't need to scream in their face.
You're not talking over other people in loud music, then definitely.
And there are people like that, and that right there is a lack of social skills.
I have a story about this, too. I have a lot of stories. I used to live in France for 2 years, and when you go out to eat at restaurants in France, everything's really fancy to begin with, because, I mean, people don't go out that much to eat, so when they do, it's like a big elaborate deal. And in restaurants in France, like, if you go out with people and you're, like, talking to people, everything is so quiet. It's impossible to hear what even, like, the next table over is saying. Like, they're always huddled in and, like, talking so quiet. And, like, it kind of just takes away from the atmosphere of being out and stuff. You're just, like, if I want to talk to somebody, you know, I don't know, I could just be in my house and talk to them quiet, you know, with nobody else interacting. But, I mean, you go to places to be with people, so... I mean, it's good to interact with people, but you also need to control and understand. If you're at a football game, that's time to yell. If you're at a, I feel like a preschool teacher, you know?
Yeah.
Use your indoor voices.
Well, this is going to be a topic for another show, too. So this doesn't end with this show. Social skills is very important. And I come up with content for this just by observing people every day. So, anyway, moving on. This one is very basic. Helping. Hold doors for people. You know,
this is
take things
out
for people. If someone next to you drops a pencil and they can't quite reach it, you just sit there like, doo-doo-doo. And they can't reach it. Pick it up for them. Give it to them. Don't be a jerk.
It's just like common courtesy stuff. I mean, you gotta...
Another thing, like, if you are, you know, say if you're walking to class or walking to work or... or driving somewhere and you see somebody get in a car accident or crash or something,
stop
and help them. Offer them, you know, call 911 for them. Don't just keep driving like, it's not my problem.
Like,
what about them?
You know, the thing that I see a lot is, like, I don't see a lot of chivalry. And, like, that's going to be a topic for the show that's written on our wall. But, like, you know, being chivalrous. I mean, like, even if it's somebody you don't really like, I mean, it goes a long way just to, like, you know, pick up a pencil. Or, my... like, I always did this in, like, high school and preschool and, like, I miss middle school because, you know, preschool, I guess I didn't really think too much, but, like, in middle school, like, I'd always, like, help out the teachers with whatever, and the teachers just loved me for it. They would, like, they, like, adored me, I don't know. So, I mean, just helping people out, even if they're older or younger or guy or girl, that always helps out to giving a good self-image of you to that person.
Okay, along the lines with helping, it reminded me of a story that I learned or heard in my psychology class. I think it was New York or some big city where there was this woman that was being stabbed to death in the middle of the street, and all these people in the surrounding apartments and stuff, you know, saw out the window this woman getting hurt. They all sat there in their windows and just watched the woman get stabbed to death. No one called for help because everyone just assumed someone else was doing it.
Yeah,
don't assume. Just, you know, help people. I mean, that might directly be relating to your love advice, but, you know, help people. That's just a social skill that you can have.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. I mean, you gotta just... I mean, it sucks, but sometimes you just gotta help people out. I mean, if you don't have that social skill, then you're not gonna go places, because, I mean, helping people out is kind of what things are about. You know? At work, you gotta help your coworkers out and stuff like that.
Okay, well, this next one is very important. Actually, the longest one I have here. It's the social skills of presenting yourself. And I'm talking about staying clean. That's definitely important. I mean, we stress that a lot on the shows. Where'd the background music go? Oh, he's fixing it. Okay, well, yeah, stay clean. We mentioned before, take showers every day, because lots of geeks have trouble with that. So I'm not going to stress that too much.
We mentioned that, like, in every show. I don't think we've gone a show without mentioning take a shower. Because, like, seriously.
Don't talk with food in your mouth and practice, you know, dining etiquette. Proper dining etiquette that you learned from your mommy back when you were little. Don't talk with food in your mouth. I mean, some people do that in, you know, party situations, but they're not like... What I'm talking about is, I mean, I guess I could shorten that by don't chew with your mouth open.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't stand people who are like...
Yeah, if I can hear you, that's not... Something's not right.
And don't sit there and, you know... Lick your fingers at the like for 5 minutes when you're done. That's
man, those are
some there's people out there like that who don't have that social skill. They don't realize that that's gross to the surrounding people. All they're concerned about is like I have to savor every single taste
that's
available.
I left some food on this finger.
Like, I have to make sure that any taste that's available from this food is inside of me.
They're like licking the plate. They're like
that's just wash your hands and. Eat more later or something. Don't savor every piece of, you know, every drop of oil on your fingers, because that's just disgusting.
Especially if you're on a date. You don't ever want to do that. I mean...
And you'd be surprised how many people, if you actually stop and watch, how many people actually do that in restaurants.
It's just common courtesy. Don't speak in your mouth full of food. And that's the worst joke ever. Never be like, so do you like seafood?
Yeah. Yeah, don't use that joke on a date.
That's not a good pickup line.
I mean, it might work in Disney movies, but yeah, in real life, any serious relationship is going to be like, oh, you're out of the game. So long.
Loser.
Okay, moving on. This one's kind of funny, but don't pick your nose. At least not in front of others or in public. Or while you're driving your car down the road, you see that a lot too. I'm in my car by myself, and this person has half his hand up his nose.
I have an addition to this. Don't pick your ears either. I've like seen people, so, especially guys, man, don't ever pick your ears with your car keys. Have you ever seen that? You know what I'm talking about. Because you guys, yeah, you guys blast, you know what I'm talking about. All the time, you just see like, I was like walking out, like I parked into a... like a restaurant the other day, and I look over and the guy's like picking his ears with his car key. I'm like, come on. I'm like, that's so wrong. I'm like, good thing your wife or man, you have to be married because there's no way you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, his keys all like covered in wax.
What you wax? At least he didn't lick it.
He's making his own master key, let it harden on there. That's geek on my life.
It's possible.
I'm not trying to. Okay, another one.
Project.
If you have a runny nose, use tissue. Don't snort it or sniff it, and don't wipe it on wipe your nose on your shirt or on your sleeve. That's a big no-no. Like if you have a, in not just for runny noses, if you have a bloody nose, go take care of yourself. Don't let it drip down your face, and don't wipe it off your face onto your pants or your shirt or the floor or your girlfriend or whatever. Just go take care of yourself. That's a social skill.
Give me a hug, girlfriend. And you're like rubbing your nose all over.
Yeah.
You know you do that. That's a good way to end a bad date.
Everyone gets bloody noses once in a while, especially during dry weather. So
hey, I want to say, I had a personal experience about this too, because one time I think I was in like 7th grade, and I was sitting there, and I had like a runny nose. It was like cold. It was fall. And, like, I didn't think much of it. So, like, I went to, like, wipe my nose, like, with my finger, you know. I just wipe my nose with my finger. And, like, I kid you not, like, it wouldn't, like, stop. And, like, I kept going, like, all the way up my arm. Because it was, like, the longest.
That's when you need to go take care of yourself.
Yeah.
It's, like, I didn't mean it to happen, but I'm just, like, sitting there. And, like, it didn't stop, and I'm, like, going all the way up my arm.
Did you acquire that social skill later on?
I've grown to my social skills since then. But yeah.
Okay, this next one is very important, so I'm putting, you know, asterisks in front of this one.
Emphasis.
If you learn anything from the show, get this one, because not too many people tell you about this. And this is something that's very important. It's clean clothes. even if you shower every day, you will still stink if you wear dirty clothes or clothes that you don't wash regularly. You might not be able to tell that you stink because you've gotten used to the smell. You are desensitized to it. You don't smell it because it's what is completely around you. Just like you don't really smell air that, you know,
God.
Like, you know how you go to people's houses and, you know, people's houses have, like, stink smells and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, you don't notice
it. And they don't notice it because they live in it.
Exactly.
So, if you're not washing your clothes, I mean, I guess certain things you could get by, you know, not washing.
We should, let's put a guidelines.
Like a hoodie or whatever. If you're wearing a hooded sweatshirt with a t-shirt underneath of it, if you wore it all, I mean, if you wore it and you got all sweaty in or dirty, don't wear it again. But if you wore it for,
yeah, like a maximum of 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, you can get by with certain things.
Yeah, three days or like, yeah, two wears or something like that.
For all your, like, your underwear and your socks and your t-shirts.
Anything that's in direct contact with skin needs to be washed regularly.
Yes.
And only worn once.
I mean, you could if you don't sweat that much, you could probably get by with your pants for a day or two.
Yeah.
Well, you probably should. You probably should just buy more pants.
Yeah.
Because not only people are going to realize, hey, you've been wearing the same pants for the last 3 weeks.
Yep.
So, own multiple pairs.
It kind of sucks, though, like being in college and having to wash your clothes a lot.
Yeah.
That's when, you know, girls have lucky because they have, like, a ton of clothes. And, like, all girls I know have tons of clothes. And, like, they sit there and they're just like, oh, I can go 3 weeks without washing clothes because I have so much going on. I'm just like, shut up.
You know, I know doing laundry sucks and some people have to go, like, have other people do their laundry or they have to go to a laundromat. But I consider it up there with the quality of taking care of yourself. Like, take care of your clothes, too, because even if you smell so fresh and so clean, if your shirts smell like ass, you're going to smell like ass.
I agree with that. I concur. That's just a general rule. I mean, like, no matter how much cologne you try to put on, or like...
Yeah. Don't try to drown it with cologne, because you should only usually use one spray of that regularly anyway.
Oh, man, the French are so bad at that. I'm not going to lie. They, seriously, they... I mean, they have this thing. They have, like, some bad body odor, and, like... They sometimes try to cover it up with, you know, cologne. Like, I lived in France for 2 years. I lived with it. So, like, I wasn't part of it. I got a lot of stories about France to share sometimes. You know what? Even about hygiene. This is a perfect story. Like, when we were in, when you were talking about the showers thing. Like, I was in middle school. And, there was, like, a lice epidemic, you know? Lice were starting to, like...
An epidemic.
Well, I don't know.
Like, I just remember, like, two kids during my entire school, like, career or whatever, I never had lice, and they were...
Yeah, well, these
You know,
kids...
the kids that go out to the road and play with dead animals, just because they're so messed up. Be like, look at that, I have a fur hat, that's a dead animal. Davy Crockett.
But, like, alright, these... Like, they sent out letters to the school, or to the parents and stuff. They're like, you know, watch your kids for lice, because there's some kids in school that have had lice and stuff. And my parents are, like, always, you know, I mean, we came from, like, not ever having lice, like, not ever having to worry about stuff like that. And, like, my mom was, like, obsessed with making sure that we, like, she'd, like, make us take, like, 2 showers a day. She'd be like, wash that hair and, like, give us, like, special shampoos and stuff.
I can see your mom doing that.
And
the mom that washes down the hotel room before anybody can even go in.
Oh. That's another story we can talk about sometime.
That's cool, though. I mean,
she, like, Lysols everything. She, like, carries a bottle of Lysol. And she, like, Lysols remote controls, light switches, everything. And that we could touch, like, before we go in, she, like... Sprays the whole. You like walk in and there's like a fog of Lysol.
Yeah,
like,
that doesn't bother me.
I mean, I like it because I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, crap. But like, so we're sitting there and like in France, and my parents, we went over to these two girls' house to like play or something like that. My parents just went too because I guess it was some British family that we knew. The only other American or English speaking people in town. So we were there for like a while, and my mom brought up the subject of lice, and the lady's like, yeah, my daughter's got lice, I guess. And she's like, I don't know why my daughter's got lice. She's like, they like take a shower twice a week. And I'm just like,
And how many eggs hatch during that time?
No, and like it was crazy. My mom was like, twice a week. She's like, I make my kids take showers like twice a day. And so yeah, I mean, take showers for your own health. It's not even just, you know, for other people, but for your own health too. Just a good idea.
Yeah. most of our listeners are in the teenage range to the, you know, early adult range. You should be taking showers daily, because, not to sound like your parents, but your body is going through changes.
They are.
And you're sweating more, and you're starting to produce negative smells. So
those hormones,
wash those off to your body and to the drain, because we don't want to smell.
Yes. All right. Do you want to continue on?
Yeah. Next one, be upbeat and have a positive attitude. Don't be some, you know, don't be a negative Nancy. Don't have a negative attitude about anything. Like, someone has a good idea and they're trying to, like, you know, get other people involved in it. Don't be like, that's not going to work, or I don't see that working. Or,
yeah, I agree.
In 3 weeks, that's going to be dead.
Yeah.
Like, don't let people, like...
Don't let people say that about this show.
Yeah, don't let people be a negative Nancy and bring you down.
They're like, man, this show's never going to last.
Because some people, if they are being negative about everything, they lack social skills. And you can tell them that. You lack social skills, bitch.
Exactly. And, like, through all, like, if you see somebody that has no social skills, you know, help them out. Obviously, they don't know that they don't have social skills. Or, I mean, they might know, but they don't know how to change themselves. So if you know somebody like this, I mean, just reach out. Touch the person. You know, help the person. Not touch them, like, physically, but, you know... You know, touch the person.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the last one for my social skills segment of this episode. It's simple but very important. It is to smile. A smile is going to get you a long ways in life. If you never smile, I mean, just smiling is going to make you happy.
You know, I have a story about this, too.
I mean, if you're feeling depressed, try smiling. I mean,
I was driving to Des Moines, or no, to Pella. Well, I forget where I was driving to. Some hodunk town here in Iowa. It was for some soccer game. And, like, I was driving down the road, and, like, it was kind of a sucky day. And, like, I look over, and some truck was passing me. And, like, this, like, cute little girl just looked over and, like, smiled at me. And it like, kind of made my day. I felt warm inside.
Yeah.
Something.
Not only does
like,
it,
wow.
Not only can it make your day better, it makes those around you better.
I'm like, what do you know?
I mean, what would you do? Like, hypothetical situation. You got up, you're like, I'm tired, I want to go to class. You go to class, and the teacher's happy. Everyone around you is all happy and upbeat and smiling, and everyone's in a good mood and having a good time. That's going to bring your spirits up, because it's got the whole, like, you don't want to be the only pissed off negative person in the group. And if you are, then you lack social skills, bitch.
Get some. We'll come kick your ass.
No.
So just welcome to the show. You lack social skills, bitch. Get some. I just want to say bitch. So.
All right. I'm going to talk about... Do you want to talk about this?
I was going to...
I can talk about it, and then we can... I was going to ask you earlier, because, like, I was trying to think of things, and, like, I like, had a mind blank. I was, like, listening to NSYNC music.
Hey, is this the first one that's copyright geeklubradio.com?
Yes, it is.
Because I contributed to this one.
Yes.
I have number four.
Yeah, we, usually I go online and, like, look for different lists and, like, compile lists from different lists, and just to make one big top 10 list. But this week, I thought of this all by myself. I'm kind of proud of this. I'll talk about it later. But anyhow... My top 10 list this week is list of romantic ideas due to a girl, or a guy, I guess. And, my romantic, the low-quality rant radio stream died again. Jeez, way to go.
And so did,
everything else.
We also are not broadcasting on Spinifim again. But hello to the high-quality, rant radio people.
What's up, high-quality rant radio people? Can we connect really quick?
It says we're still on Spin FM. You keep going. I'll take care of it.
Well, top 10 list of romantic ideas. Number 10, candlelit jacuzzi. I thought this would be a good idea for people. I mean, just for like a date or something. If girls like jacuzzis, girls like candles.
We are back on Rant Radio Low Quality. And for some reason, Spin FM is not working.
So, I figured, you know, a jacuzzi lit candle date would be nice, or just like a romantic idea to do, because you have those stressful times in your life, and it's a good relaxer.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you have any ideas throughout this, you know, just barge in, I guess.
Yeah.
Number 9, pizza heart pepperoni, and this one is like one that I came up with myself,
Okay, we are back on all stations again.
Oh, sorry about that, Spin FM and Rant Radio. We kind of...
We got lots of bandwidth, but we're forced to do it over wireless today, so...
Yeah, we were forced to do this over wireless.
It's been pretty good up until now, though.
But, so... We're doing top 10 right now, and number 10 was Candlelit Jacuzzis of Romantic Ideas. And my number 9 list is Pizza Heart Pepperoni. I did this to some girls I know. They were working at a Dairy Queen, and they were, like, really hungry, and, like, they're really hot girls, because we have really hot girls that work at our Dairy Queen. And I'm just like, you know what, I'm going to do something nice for them. And I ordered a pizza for them, because they said they were hungry. And I went to the place, like, I called the pizza place up, and I'm like, hey, you know what, I'm like, can you, they ordered a pepperoni pizza. Instead of just regular pepperonis, can you make a heart with the pepperonis? And, like, the guy was like, sure. So, like, he made a heart with pepperonis. They got it, and they loved it. They're like, aw, that was, like, the cutest thing ever. So, like, that's just something to do, I guess.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Or you can even make one yourself and deliver it yourself.
Exactly. So, that was 9. Number 8, A Handful of Kisses with a Voucher. Alright, this one I came up with too. Well, I didn't come up with it, but, I mean, you just have, like, a handful of chocolate kisses, and then, like, at the bottom of it, you just have, like, a certificate or gift voucher for, like, be like, you can redeem this for as many kisses as there are here, you know, or whatever, for real kisses. And it's just, like, something, you know, real. So, like, aww. I should rename
the awe factor is high.
I should rename this list to 10 top 10 things girls would say awe to. That's kind of what it is.
And then next we can do the top 10 things guys would say hells yeah to.
Hells yeah. Alright, let's do that. Next week is hells yeah. This week is aw.
Number 1, Victoria's Secret.
Hells yeah. Alright. So 8, A Handful of Kisses with the Voucher. Number 7, a Romantic Homemade Dinner. You know, this really hits home.
Yes. We actually did my girlfriend and I did this together. We made a homemade dinner together. I think that's really important to do something together. I mean, if, you know, you're busy with, you know, school activities or work or whatever. I mean, if you can come home and make something and it's not just, like, in the bedroom, you know. I mean, I think that's really positive for your relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's to say that it's not only cooking in the bedroom, it's cooking in the kitchen, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hells yeah.
Hells yeah. All right, moving on. Number 6, a flower for no reason. I do this a lot to girls because I just love seeing girls' reactions when I give them a flower just for no reason. And they're like, what was this for? I would be like, oh, because you're so beautiful or something like that, you know.
Something I guess going to add on to that one is that if you're in high school, have a flower delivered to your high school during the school day, but you know what that said, what you wanted to say.
Ooh, yeah.
And her name will get called at the end of the day, and she'll go see it, and her friends will be like, who's that from?
Just reminded me of a topic we could
talk
about
later. That'll score you some points right there.
Yeah. Definitely, I mean, definitely score you some points if you give a girl a flower during school.
Or stand at her locker with flowers at high school.
Or if you could get in her locker before high school, before, and just, like, put a... No, like, I've done this before, too. I put a flower in a girl's locker before, like, school started. Like, I went early, and, like, we didn't have locks on our lockers because we had a cheap school.
Or just hide in her locker so she opens the locker. Like,
hi. What's up?
Hi.
Here's a flower.
A flower for you. No, but,
I have to go potty.
You didn't come to school yesterday.
Where were you yesterday? Sorry about the mess in there.
Don't worry about the smell. It'll come out with life.
I'll take care of it.
But yeah, flowers, and find out what kind of flowers
they
like.
We just brought that on the show.
Find out what kind of flowers they like, because girls like flowers, and they all have their specific kind. Even if you don't think so. I mean, most girls, you know, go for generic roses, because a lot of girls are uninformed about what kind of flowers they are.
But it's the thought that
grew, though, man.
Well, don't buy, like, truck stop roses.
Yeah, the ones that are half withered and, like,
yeah, or the ones
black
that are just,
on
like,
the
they're end. Not even real, they're just, like, fabric.
Oh, the fabric ones? Yeah, those don't go anywhere with girls.
Those chocolate roses are, I guess, could be worth good, too, though. Not really. But don't expect it to be, like, don't expect it to be, like, a big thing. Just be like, oh, I got you a chocolate rose.
Like, and going along with flowers and being romantic, like, if you have, like, a 12-month anniversary, you buy your 12 flowers. Or, like, you know, do something along those lines.
But we'll move on.
Put flowers on her bed.
Yeah. Oh, I have this. This is coming up.
Oh,
coming
sorry.
Up.
Yeah. All right. A massage is number 5. Because girls like massages, and especially if they have long days, you know, at work. A nice, stress-free, relaxing eucalyptus leaf massage is good.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's better to not be like, I'm going to give you a massage. Then
no,
just don't announce it.
Do
just,
it.
Just start on it.
Put on, like,
especially
really
if
mellow.
She's going, ugh, this day it sucks.
Yeah, just
and she's having a hard time and trying to relax.
Just
help
go
relax.
Up and do it. Don't worry about...
Be a good boyfriend.
Be the good boyfriend, yeah. So, that's number 6, or number 5. Number 4, calling a radio station and requesting your song.
That's mine, it's mine.
You want to...
Call a radio station and request a song and have them record your voice and be like, hey, this song goes out to my number one fan. And,
or my girlfriend.
I'll say my number one fan because she's listening.
Cool. Yeah, I've done this with a girl before too. Except I had my radio station wake her up because it was her birthday, and like I knew the DJ, so I'm like, hey, call this girl up. It was during driver's ed too. It was funny. Cause, like, we were sitting there and I was on my cell phone. We were listening to the radio and some girl was driving and I was in the back on my cell phone. I'm like, hey, I'm like, call this girl up for it's her birthday, you know. And the radio station's like, all right, cool, we'll do it. They called her up and she like answers and she's like, she's like, hey, Richard wants to wish you a happy birthday. You're live on radio right now. You have anything to say? And she's just like, oh my god. And she loved it later, but she was kind of embarrassed, you know, waking up. But yeah.
All right, number 3.
Send a card if she had a bad day.
See, and you can do that even with just your friends. It doesn't have to be a girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Your friends.
I mean,
your guy friends might be kind of weird about it. Like, what are you sending me a card for, dude? What's going on here?
Unless there's like some naked chicken.
Like, oh yeah.
I was thinking of you.
I was thinking what was up, so I opened the card.
That'd be the worst card ever. It's like a naked chick, and then you open it up, and everyone's like, I was thinking of you. That happens.
Eric is in the
house. Eric, come join us.
He's like, I think I'm going to leave.
Yeah, he's scared.
Isn't the door already open?
Yeah.
Be quiet. We don't lock the door. I think Eric's the only one who locks any doors in the place.
Yeah.
Only so we don't get into his room and put Linux on his computer.
Because he knows he would.
Because we were thinking the other day, like, why does Eric lock his door all the time? Like, we should get into his room and put Linux on his computer.
And we're like, oh.
Oh, yeah, that's why he doesn't lock his door. Because we want to do that. Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's continue because we're off track.
Yeah, we are.
Okay,
Number two.
Dope. Pedals in the bath. And you said mentioned, like, bed, too.
Yeah, pedals on the bed.
But, like, a bat full of petal, like, rose petals and, like, you know, leading up to the bath or something.
That's sexy and romantic. Put some candles around it. Oh, man. You'll have, like, any girl falling at you, you know, for you.
Bring out the nice music for it, too.
Very man.
Marvin Gaye or
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, that works, too.
I don't know. I just like
some Barry White.
Barry White. Number one thing, and this one was from a girl. I asked her, and I'm like, hey, I'm like, what's something romantic a guy could do for you? And she said, probably write, if a guy wrote a song for me and sang it to me, he's like, that would probably be, like, one of the most romantic things. And I can say I've done this before, too. So,
see, and that's one of those things that everyone can do, because not everyone is musically talented.
Yeah,
they do a song that's like, I was thinking of you, so
yeah, but
I wrote this song.
But going along with this, like, even writing a poem,
yeah.
Or, like, something, I mean, you don't
yeah,
have
you can write a poem.
And, like, just find somebody that's musically talented. Like, you know, somebody came up to me with a poem and be like, hey, write a song about this, you know. But it shows that you put effort and you thought about the person.
And I'm going to single-handedly kill some guys' games out there, because I've talked to girls that said guys done this before. If a guy ever gives you a poem, why don't you take the first couple lines of it or something and type it in Google?
Yeah,
see if you can find it on the internet.
Yeah.
Because there are guys out there that'll be like, I'll send her a poem and
so
take one that someone else wrote and send it to her.
Guys, write your own poem.
Yeah, write your own poem. It's not that hard.
Even
if it's like something that's really simple, I mean, it's...
I have some good poems.
You know, you don't have to be like, you know, really, really good with your words or anything.
Do you write poems, Shannon?
I was actually one of those guys that used to steal those poems. I've written a couple, but they weren't really that great.
Yeah.
I probably something so many people out there I know are like, oh, that asshole.
Stealing solo. Man, now we can't do that anymore. Yeah. I mean, if you're seriously that bad.
There's probably lots of, if there's any girls listening right now who are like searching their poems.
They're all like, oh my god, he hates me. But don't worry, the guy probably just isn't very, you know.
It's a thought that counts.
I'd like,
I mean, at least he was thinking of you.
I mean, some guys just aren't good with words and expressing themselves. And they need somebody else's, like...
And if he sent it to you and he changed the words around a little bit, come on, give him some slack.
Yeah.
He tried.
I tend to write really good when I, like, can be focused. Yeah. Have you ever read, like, any of the love letters and, like, poems that I've, like, given some girls?
Yeah.
I, like, make guys cry with them, man.
He writes love books.
Yeah. The like,
poems are, like, three pages
long. They're good, though. I'm not gonna lie. So, yeah, that's my top 10 for this week. Next week is the Hell's Yeah list.
The top 10 list of ways to make guys go,
Hell yeah. We should make that sound clear.
America.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we went and saw Team America on...
Was it Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday.
That was a damn funny movie. Just way over the edge. I'm not going to give out any more information about the movie just in case people haven't seen it, but yeah, it was definitely worth the money to go see it.
Alright, we only have about 13 minutes left at max, right. So,
let's keep on going.
Yeah.
We don't have that much left, so.
No, this is perfect.
The problem is the beginning of the show, and it helped out.
Man, yeah, no kidding. Alright, dating tips. And every week we do dating tips for people. And, this week our dating tips are girls to avoid dating. Next week we're gonna do guys to avoid dating. So don't worry, girls, if you feel left out. But I have a couple types of girls that you, if you're a guy, you know, just keep your eye out. These probably wouldn't be like good girlfriends for you unless you were obviously attracted and wanted a girlfriend like this. So I would say that, like, one of the things, like, first girl I guess I would avoid, and this was for my brother because he
is he still single?
Yeah, he's still single. He wants us to mention that.
I wanted to make sure.
And he said wild girls. He's the direct quote from him. Wild girls aren't very good to date, though fun at the time. You know, I mean, we all want the girl that's going to be crazy, you know, spontaneous and stuff. And it's good to have a girl that has that wild side, but you don't want the girl to be wild all the time. Because, I mean, you just start getting worried. You're like, oh my god, is she like out doing something that she shouldn't be doing with some other person, or like, you know, you just start getting worried about it, and it's something that you shouldn't have to worry about.
Hey, we're gonna have to go a little bit faster on these so we can make sure we have time for the IMs and stuff.
Gotcha. Alright, easy girls. Don't go with a girl that would, you know, sleep with you after the first date, or like after, like on the first date or whatever. I mean, those girls generally just want one thing. And I mean, I'm not saying if that's what you're looking for, if you just want it, you know, somebody to sleep with, by all means, go for the easy girl. But she probably wouldn't make the best girlfriend after this. Money takers, the girls that do anything to exploit your wallet. Exploit. Watch out for that, because a lot of guys get taken pretty easy. Because they're like, oh my god, this girl's so hot, or like whatever, but then you're like, find out you're spending like $3,000 on like Gucci and like Prada and stuff like that.
And you're going to find, like, the biggest money takers are girls that work in malls or like waitresses.
Yes.
Like, I mean, that reminds me of the episode of South Park where like they go to this place called Raisins. And one of the girls like hits on butter and she's like, oh, we already left you a tip, but here's $5 more.
Yeah, exactly. Alright, the next one, control monger. The girl that likes to control every aspect of your life. I mean, some girls, I mean, you just, you know, you want to be with your friends, and next thing you know, you're just, like, giving her a foot massage, or, like, doing her homework or something like that. And that always sucks. So don't go for the control monger type of girlfriend. Unless you like being whipped, and you want to be with that sort of girl.
Next one. Miss Bitchy.
Yes, Miss Bitchy. The girl that has nothing, or the girl that nothing is ever good enough for, you know, everybody knows that girl. And like, you know, she's always complaining about something. She's like, oh my god, this food sucks, this, blah, blah, blah. You're just like, shut up, come on.
Also a negative Nancy.
Yeah.
No social skills. Get some social skills, bitch.
Yes. All right, I'm going to have Shannon read this last one so I can go over some AIM.
We got Miss Me, which is the girl that thinks everything is about her only.
All about me.
Yeah, that's a major problem. I mean, yeah. Everybody likes to talk about themselves every once in a while, but, if she's talking about herself the whole time, then that kind of leaves you out.
All right, well, we got about 9 minutes left, and Richard's going to go check out the IM. In the coming weeks, we're going to be a lot better at this. We're actually working on some new systems in our studio here to make the show more interactable. We're planning on having a call-in line available in the future. Maybe possibly use Skype as well. So people keep sending in your emails. We need more questions. We know you have them out there. And you may be too shy to send them in, but don't worry. You can remain anonymous if you can tell us that you want to. We will respect that. And send us some pictures. We need some more listener pictures for the website. You send those and other emails to geekloveradio@gmail.com. Yes. And send us your embarrassing moments.
Yes, embarrassing moments.
We would like to cover those on the show on a future episode.
Stories, if you have other stories you want to share with us, of anything. And as well, pictures as well. We always are up
to Yeah, I already said that. Pictures.
Oh, okay, cool.
In my best professional radio voice that I could muster.
Geek Love Radio. All right,
You gotta be more animated on the show, so.
Yes, I picked one message that I thought was probably a really good message to end the show on. And he says, "Hey dudes," he's like, "I met this girl in the library," he's quote, parentheses, he's like a true nerd. But he's like, "She's kinda cold." She's like, "I started to talk to her, but she seems to be hitting on my gay friend." He said, "Mind you," he's like, "I'm the straight one, and she's hitting on the gay guy." She's like, "I know she's straight too." She's like, "So what can I do?" She's like, he wants advice on this. So,
if he's your friend, tell him to drop some hints that he's gay, or, and then you can move in a little bit more or something. I don't know.
But I would say, find out.
She's going to find out eventually, or she may just already know, and she's just easy person to talk to, and maybe she's just a flirt Jesus.
He wants to know how to get past the quote-unquote fucking friend stage. That's a deeper issue we're going to have to talk about.
Yeah,
that'll be a whole call.
Tune in to next week's episode of Geek Love Radio.
Yeah. No, but, for the meantime, find out maybe what she's attracted, what attracts her to this guy. What is attracting her to this, to your gay friend? The way he dresses, or, maybe she likes something about him.
He might just be presenting himself better.
Exactly. So, that's always something to think about.
Okay. Well, we do have some shout-outs to give stuff.
Yes.
And then we have just enough time for the outro music. So I'm going to give shout-outs to my number one fan again, times two, because I'll do it twice. Well, I actually did it twice this episode. So. And shout-outs to Rant Radio and Spin FM and all the people over at the Digital Doghouse. You know who you are?
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's your turn.
Shannon?
Just... Rant and Spin, or Spin, yeah. Big shout out there. And I don't know, anybody is out there listening, I mean,
ISU.
Yeah, definitely ISU. We depend on everybody that listens, so, big shout out to everybody.
Yes. Shout out to soccer team, Iowa State soccer team. We're doing a date auction, so we're going to get some people hooked up with that. Shout out to the family that's listening. My brother, he's still single, and he helps us out with the show a lot.
How long is this outro song?
About 3 minutes.
Okay.
We're good. And, we can always outro it. We can fade it out.
Yeah. Well,
so...
What day is Monday next week?
Monday?
First week of November, right?
I think it's
It would
second.
Be the first.
And the first?
Just because Halloween's on Sunday.
All right. So,
yes,
the next episode will be November 1st.
Holy crap, man. This is going fast.
That's why there's no Thanksgiving music we can mix into the show.
Wait till it gets Christmas time.
Yeah, we're going to have a Christmas episode.
yeah.
First episode after Thanksgiving, because I like Christmas music.
Yeah.
Instrumental Christmas music, probably. Not that I'm
Metallica.
Overly religious, but it's weird. It's like, I'm really against the commercialization of things, but man, I like the commercialization of Christmas for some reason. screw the religious aspect of it. It's like, going around seeing the Christmas Coke and something like that.
The lights. You're like, ooh, pretty nice.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else have any shout-outs?
Nope. I think that's it. So right, everybody.
Oh wait, I want to shout out.
We got 3 minutes or 4 minutes left. We need to wrap it up.
One more shout out. A couple more shout outs. Holly, she's listening, and Rindy, the girl I'm gonna go on a date with.
All right.
So, yeah.
All right. So see you everyone on November 1st.
All right.
Richard, and
I'm Adam.
And I'm Shannon.
See ya.
Later. Yes.
After